I bought a new swimsuit last week online. Okay, I don't know what's worse. Going to a store and trying on swimsuits where you're in the fitting rooms and you're standing there in your socks and you're pulling on those suits that have the funny little paper thing in the crotch and you're having to look at the mirror in this little box of a fitting room. There's no way you're going to walk out of the fitting room and look at yourself in the hallway. You don't want to dance around in the hallway with a suit on. I don't know if that's worse or rolling the dice and getting one online. You don't know what's going to show up. You're not sure if you're going to like it. Anyway, I needed a new swimsuit because all of my swimsuits are like a decade or so old. And I just turned 40 and I don't really want to wear all my tiny little two pieces anymore that make me look like I'm 25. I wanted something that's just a little classier, a little more modern. So I decided to get a new one-piece swimsuit from Target. So it shows up. And I pull it on. There's always that moment of truth, right? When you put a suit on, you're either going to love the way it fits on your body, or most often, you put that suit on and you're like, oh man, I am not at all in the shape I want to be able to wear this swimsuit. Being 40 or older can be a struggle with new pains and less energy. If you're determined to be strong, energetic, and feeling great for many years to come, this show is for you. No extremes, just doable self-care tips that will change your life. I'm your host, Megan Dahlman. Let's jump in. I know you've been here. I'm not the only one that has struggled with putting suits on and trying on suits. Summer is right around the corner. And right now you might be feeling like, man, I'm not in as great of shape as I want to feel right now. I'm not as trim as I want to be. And really, I'm not as healthy as I want to be going into summer. Because you know, it's not just about the suit. You're bigger than that. You think bigger than that. This is so much more. Sometimes putting on that suit reveals to you, kind of makes you come face to face with how healthy you actually are, how well you actually have been taking care of your body. And usually in that moment, you have that revelation of like, oh boy, I have not been taking as great care of my body as I want to right now. And some things need to change. Right now, I'm asking myself, where is my body at? Putting on a suit is a great moment of truth, right? Where is my body at? How do I feel going into summer? Do I feel like I'm in as great of shape as I can be right now? Or are there things that I can do? Will I be able to do everything I want to be able to do this summer without having to hesitate? Because I know that I'm fit and strong and healthy enough to do that. And am I going to feel really great while doing it too? When you ask yourself those questions, you know, where's my body at right now? How great do I feel? If the answer is no, then you're at a crossroads at the moment. You can go down one path where you can either crash diet for a couple weeks and mentally determine that you're going to strip yourself from all of the splurges and treats in your life and try to white knuckle your way to trying to lose 10 pounds and trying to get yourself in really good shape. But in the back of your mind, you know that that's not sustainable and you're going to find yourself right back where you are now. Or you could go down another path. And that other path is exactly what I'm going to outline for you today. You can follow my plan step by step, and it's going to get you to where you want to be, feeling really, really good this summer and confident in your clothes without the heartache. Okay, here we go. I want you to go grab a pen and paper or open up the notes app on your phone because we are going to get super tactical here. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm going to tell you exactly what I need you to do. And in fact, I kind of want to do this a little different style than I normally do. Let's pretend that you and I are on a one-on-one coaching call together. You just hopped on the call and I asked you, okay, what are your goals over the next couple weeks and months? And you said, I really want to slim down a little bit going into summer and feel really healthy and fit. How should I be eating? And this is what I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. Okay, so super tactical. Now, I'm going to assume a couple things going into this. I'm going to assume that you've already tried crash dieting before. and it didn't work for you. It backfired. You hated how obsessive it made you. You hated how restrictive it was, and it just didn't work for you long term. And you're wiser now, and you know that you can't do something as extreme as that. Okay. I'm also going to assume that you struggle with splurges every day, that you struggle with a sweet tooth or a salty tooth, and you struggle with eating little bits and things throughout the day. Okay. I'm also going to assume that you eat fairly healthy outside of that. It's just haphazard. You don't really have a clear plan of action, and you're not getting anywhere. You're not seeing any progress with your body. I'm also going to assume that you're already drinking your water pretty well. You're already staying hydrated on a regular basis. Drinking water throughout the day is not a problem for you. So we're not going to park on that piece for very long, because I'm assuming that you already have the water part down, because that's really, really important. So if you don't, that's like step one. Let's make sure that you're drinking plenty of water all day. Okay. All right. You ready? Let's jump in. Here is your three-step nutrition plan of action that's going to help you feel more trim and healthy and energetic this summer. Okay. I need you to do this. The first thing I want you to do is I need you to eat every 3 to 4 hours throughout the day. Okay. The majority of haphazard and poor food choices happen because of this one thing. You get towards the end of the day and you are over hungry and undernourished. And so you end up making a really poor food choice. Okay. The majority of poor food choices happen in the second half of the day. And 9 times out of 10, it's because you didn't eat enough in the first half of the day. We have a tendency to just try to address the poor food choices and say, I can't have those. I need to restrict myself from those, not realizing that the reason those poor food choices are happening is because of your habits in the first half of the day. So I need you to be eating every 3 to 4 hours over the course of the day. And what this might look like, for example, is having breakfast around 8 a.m. And then about 3 to 4 hours later, you're going to have lunch kind of in that 11 to 12 o'clock window. And then we can fast forward another 3 to 4 hours. So you're going to have a snack around 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we'll go another 3 hours. You're going to have dinner around between 6 and 7. This is going to pattern your day in perfect waves, perfect rhythm, so that you're never getting to the point where you're over hungry or you're actually turning off some of your hunger cues, which we don't want either. Now, if you're someone who really struggles to eat breakfast, because I know this can be a challenge for some people, just start your 3 to 4 hour pattern at your first meal. So if you're having your first meal at 10 in the morning, then we can continue. Everything just backs up towards the end of the day. Okay. All of these meals over the course of the day are nutrient opportunities. Every time you eat one of these meals, it's a chance for us to get those nutrients in your body and make those splurges so much easier to handle later in the day. And at first, this is going to feel like you're eating a lot of food, especially if you've been going for years where you go for 6 or 7 hours in between meals. Forcing yourself to stop and eat will feel really odd. But I need you to trust me that this is going to help with those poor food choices in the long run and make sure that your body is well nourished overall. Next, at each of these meals, remember I told you these are all nutrient opportunities. At each of these meals, I need you to be eating protein and produce. I need to see protein on your plate. I don't care how much yet. Okay. We just need to get it there. And I need to see as much produce on your plate as possible. Okay. You can garnish with nuts and seeds and oils for some healthy fats. You can also add in some good whole grains in there too, but don't start with those things. Those things are secondary to protein and produce. Protein and produce are the most important things to put on your plate. Think about those things first. Okay. Let me give you some examples of good meals that are protein and produce forward. Breakfast. Let's do a savory breakfast. Okay. So one thing I eat for breakfast almost every day is a 3-egg omelet with veggies. I do mushrooms and zucchini and red onion. scrambled together. Okay. It's a great savory style breakfast. If you don't like that kind of a breakfast, have a big bowl of Greek yogurt with some berries, like mixed berries on there. You can add some nuts and seeds on the top for a little bit of that healthy fat garnish. Okay. Breakfast. Lunch. A really great lunch option could be half of a bag of those chopped, like pre-made chopped salads. I do that a lot too. Half a bag is like 2 servings of good leafy greens, and add a can of chicken or a can of tuna. If you happen to have like some chicken breasts that you can bake in the oven, that would be a really great lunch that's full of protein, full of produce. Okay, snack. Let's move on to snack. A great snack could be a couple hard-boiled eggs with some veggie sticks dipped in hummus. Hummus, by the way, does not have a lot of protein, so I wouldn't rely on hummus as your primary source of protein for a meal. But if you had some eggs and dipped some veggie sticks in hummus on the side, you're going to get a little extra protein with that hummus. So that's a really great snack. Another great snack option would be a protein smoothie, making sure you're adding in some fruits and vegetables into that smoothie. So then we move on to dinner. Great dinner would be like a barbecued chicken or a roasted salmon or something, you know, a main protein part of the dish, the leaner the better. And then roasted vegetables that go along with it. Maybe you've got some rice or a quinoa on the side, but really it's the protein and the produce that are the stars of the dish, and they're taking up the majority of your plate. And yes, you might feel more full with these meals than what you're used to. 350 calories of chicken and vegetables takes up a lot more space, has a lot more fiber than 350 calories worth of Skittles or cookies or that mocha drink. Okay. Sometimes when you eat those things, you just don't really feel full from them. And that's how you end up over consuming your calories by the end of the day, is that you're eating things that aren't dense and bulky items. And so you accidentally overeat things that simply don't make you feel full. So at first, when you're eating lots of protein, lots of produce, you'll probably feel more full than you're familiar with. And that's okay. Okay, now that you're eating every 3 to 4 hours, we're getting those nutrients in, you're having protein and produce with all of your meals. The final thing is, I need you to have one splurge a day, just one splurge a day. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Things start to feel really haphazard and disorganized and undisciplined, and you just don't see progress when you have more than one splurge a day. We were kind of going through the day and you're grabbing a handful of this, grabbing a little bit of that, having that drink, forgetting about it, having something else later in the day. Like, that's where you start to realize, like, I'm just not making any progress with my body. On the flip side, things tend to really backfire when you tell yourself, I'm not going to have any splurges at all. Okay, that pressure starts to build, and you end up a couple days in realizing, whoa, I just had a full day of splurges. Okay, so I want you to back up and ask yourself, what is your absolute favorite thing? What's your favorite kind of splurge? Are you a chocolate gal? Do you love wine or beer, like an adult beverage? Do you love savory things more, like maybe like a really good French bread is your thing, or pasta, or like what is your thing? Okay. What is the thing that really you enjoy? You can eat it slowly and fully savor it. And when you have it, like, that is your absolute favorite thing. And it might be different based on the situation. You might, you know, when you go out to a restaurant, you might be like, the desserts here don't do it for me. I'd rather have a cocktail. Or maybe in another situation, it's like, I can pass on the drink today. I'd rather have a bowl of ice cream, right? Like, just decide what is your favorite thing based on really common scenarios. And it's probably going to be something that's either sugary or savory, you know, like the sweet or the salty thing. So try to nail it down what it is. And then each day, I want you to have that thing one time that day. Be very intentional and very thoughtful about when that's going to be. It might mean that at other points of the day, you have to catch yourself and be like, wait a minute, no, I'm going to have my splurge later. I'm going to wait for my splurge a little later. I'm going to tell myself, not yet. It's coming a little later. For me, I have slightly different splurges. Some days I really would love a bowl of ice cream. Other days, I really enjoy having a beer with my husband around 5 o'clock in the evening. So it's usually just the one thing each day. Okay. And this habit comes last. I'm telling you this last, the splurge thing, because this is where your mind goes when you realize I haven't been eating very healthy. I'm sharing this one with you last because once you're eating regularly, every 3 to 4 hours starting early in the day, and you're filling up your plates with protein and produce, you're going to be in a much better primed position to make better choices in that moment. When the rest of your eating habits are haphazard and then you're facing the ice cream or the drinks or the candy or whatever it might be, it's so much harder to have that willpower and wherewithal in the moment. Okay. So all of these habits kind of fit together. You can't do the one splurge a day thing without also eating a lot of protein and produce, without also eating every 3 to 4 hours. Those things matter. I'm also going to say that no, you do not get any extra credit for having a day that you don't splurge. Okay. You might get to the end of the day and be like, oh, I didn't need a splurge today. So I'm just going to not splurge and I'm going to win the day. But what ends up happening is the next day you're going to realize, wait, I've got two that I can use here, and I end up having two the next day. And then you start to get that pendulum swinging that goes back and forth between those all or nothing mentalities. So even if you have a day where you're like, I don't really want to splurge, just realize that that's probably going to backfire tomorrow. So make yourself stop and enjoy a splurge thoughtfully and mindfully. It's a really important habit to develop, okay? Let me just tell you, if you keep flying by the seat of your pants and eating haphazardly, having some days that are really healthy or perfect, quote unquote perfect, and some days that are off the map, you're never going to get anywhere. You're never going to develop any consistency where you actually are fueling your body properly and that you're giving it the nutrients it needs to also exercise. We're going to talk about that piece of it next week, your workouts, and you won't see a difference in your body. You're going to arrive in June. You're going to put on your summer clothes for the first time. You're going to put on that swimsuit and be like, oh man, I should have started back in April. What was I doing? What was I thinking? You know, and you're going to find yourself once again at that crossroads of deciding, do I do something extreme and crash diet for the next 2 weeks to try to feel good in my body, or give up on it altogether and just say, oh, well, maybe next year. Or you can follow this plan starting today, because if you do follow these three things, if you work on eating every 3 to 4 hours, eating pros with those meals, and having one splurge a day, that is enough to make a huge difference in your body. You will see a change. It's not immediate. You're not going to notice it tomorrow, but in 10 days, 14 days, 21 days from now, your body is going to feel so much better. One of the ladies I did a coaching call with recently told me at the end of the call, she's like, I knew all of this. This was all kind of in the back of my mind floating around in there. I just needed someone to pull it together and put it down in a clear plan for me. And that's what I did for her. The three things I just told you on our coaching call that we just did together, those are the same things I told her. And lo and behold, after about 10 days of doing those three habits consistently, she was like, I feel so much better. I feel like the bloating that I was experiencing in my gut, in my belly has gotten way better. I'm having more energy. I can show up for my workouts with a little bit more gusto. And my clothes are actually fitting better too, which feels pretty awesome. So this works, my friend. These simple three things, they will work. It just is going to require some focus and dedication on your part, okay? I want you to start this right now, today, at your very next meal. Don't put this off until you find yourself in a quote-unquote better situation, or even put it off until tomorrow. You've got to eat meals anyway, right? You might as well eat a good, healthy meal that's going to put you one step closer to where you want to be for this summer, okay? So start this right now. And in fact, I actually want to give you a gift. I know that spring is here. We're in the middle of April and summer is kind of like peeking right around the corner. And you probably feel like, yes, I do. Everything you just mentioned, I need help with this. I would love to work with you and get myself back into a place where I feel confident going into summer. So I'm actually going to run a sale just for podcast listeners this week on my Jumpstart 30 program. So if you're listening to this episode live, sale is going on right now. I'm going to give you 20% off my signature Jumpstart 30 program, where I walk with you hand in hand for 30 days to get your nutrition habits back on track and to get you jumpstarted with a really good fitness plan, something to show up and do daily that's really simple. It takes less than 15 minutes a day, okay? Really, really simple. And I want to give you 20% off since you're a podcast listener, okay? I'm going to have the coupon code available. Let's see, it's Tuesday now when this episode drops. Let's have it run and be available until Thursday at midnight. Okay, so Thursday at midnight, you can use the coupon code 344. This is episode 344, 344. So at checkout, you can get 20% off the Jumpstart 30 program if you use the coupon code 344, just those three numbers, okay, 344 at checkout. And I'll give you 20% off and we'll get started together next Monday. Okay, my friend, you don't have to do this alone. I can walk with you hand in hand and get you exactly where you want to be so you're feeling really, really good this summer. Okay, I can't wait to see you in Jumpstart 30, and I hope that you feel inspired. Make sure to come back next week because we're going to talk about the fitness side of it. This is one side of the equation. There's also what your exercise habits should look like from a very tactical standpoint to help you get in really great shape leading up to summer. I will meet you back here then. Until then, be strong.